I did actually tell Martin that I wasn't gonna present this evening, but he's forcing me to. So I'll tell you quickly. I think if some people were at Martin's last Teach Meet, you might have heard me talk about this. It's an event that I'm helping organise for a non-profit organisation called Startup Weekend. So for everyone in the audience who has an idea about something that could be really beneficial for students, just listening to the last presentation, I mean, having a system which could coordinate and share ideas in such a way as those students are doing between schools. I was looking for the Startup Weekend website. If you just type in Startup Weekend Education, okay. Should come up, yeah. Bit of free promotion for Night Zookeeper there. It's basically an event that you can register for and come along. It's Friday to Sunday evening, and it is just Googleable. It's going to happen on the 25th of January next year. It's just called Startup Weekend Education. I'll tweet the link out, actually, straight after this. It's on Martin's seemingly having...
Can't work a computer.
No. It's all right, I'll tweet the link out. So basically, you come along Friday evening. If you have an idea, it's a one-minute pitch. You pitch your idea, then you get together in small teams, work for the weekend, hack a project together, work with business development, marketing people, really put the business plan together, and then present it on a Sunday evening to a panel of judges, and then the winning idea, basically just like this evening, gets a load of prizes and hopefully goes on to produce and create that little gem of an idea that they've come up with. And Martin, you've failed to find the website.
I prefer this website, actually.
Yeah. Not sure. I'm not sure what that's all about. I'm going to tweet it out now. So if you want to come along, I created a discount code as well for Teach Meet Twist, which can be used for you guys as well. So I'll give all the information to Martin, and I'm assuming you're going to send out an email or whatever to everyone that attended. So you can have a look at it. If it interests you, then it'd be great to have you along. Okay. Cheers. Thank you. No need.
We're about to do a presentation that normally takes a whole day to do in 2 minutes. But here we go.
Here we are. Right, behaviour is communication from an SEN's viewpoint. So what is it telling us, really?
Great. In SEN, behaviour is viewed as a form of communication. Behaviour communicates a message. So the question is, what?
Right. Often, behaviour in a mainstream setting, the pupil is viewed as being bad or naughty. I know everybody's told you shouldn't, but often they are. Punishment is done as a reprimand. Punishment is a threat to ensure pupil does not misbehave again. The naughty or bad pupil is placed on the punishment pathway, i.e. increasingly more severe reprimands, punishments, when the pupil repeatedly fails to conform. It means that basically punishment equals failure. They are less likely to engage. They will achieve less. Their self-esteem will be lowered. Challenging behaviour has many causes. However, it is a breakdown of socially accepted strategies to effectively complete a task. The pupil is changing the situation to one that is in their control. And, you know, that's even when they do lose control, but it's about them, really.
Undecided behaviour is a challenge to fix. It challenges our resources. It challenges the pupil's learning. Okay, behaviour in SEN. Pupils are never naughty. It's a word that's banned in SEN schools. You never use it. The emphasis is on enabling success rather than focusing on the punishment. We actually forget about what the actual... We don't punish the children. We actually start to look at what the behaviour is actually trying to tell us and what we're going to do about it. So we put strategies in place so the children actually achieve what they want in a more positive way. poor behaviour equals poor teaching, good achievement equals good quality of teaching and learning. That's Ofsted's point of view. We have a completely different point of view. You can do you can have an Ofsted in your school, complete chaos can go on, the children can be kicking off, but it's actually how you control the situation.
So, really, by listening to the unspoken messages in your classroom, you can avoid putting pupils on this punishment pathway on the road to failure. You can identify a skill to teach pupils to enable their success. If you can do one thing, I think this came up a couple of weeks ago, actually. This idea... Can I just finish? Teach pupils... So they teach them a way to succeed. If you can get them back on with one thing that they can do well, they're going to stop. They're going to stop doing what they're doing, and they're going to... Because they want to succeed, they want to be on task. And you can develop more effective ways of structuring lessons to cue pupils into their learning. Thank you very much.
Short amount of time, lots of information. Where do you start?